In everyone's life, a little rain must fall, says the saying. And often as Christians, we get a little bit amazed and perturbed that hardships come our way. You know, God doesn't love me anymore. What have I done? Something's wrong. You know, I try and pray. Nothing seems to happen. Disasters in the family. I'm feeling wretched and horrible. I don't feel free like a son and daughter of the Lord. It's not unnatural to think like that. In fact, it's very human to think like that. But as Christians, there is an extra dimension that we put to that, which we often forget in our difficulty, in our humanness. And that is precisely what the gospel is telling us today. Those hardships and difficulties are the results often of free will, of this kink in humanity, which means that we make decisions, not always the best decisions, that others make decisions on our behalf which affect us, whether it's by family or whether it's politicians or friends. And that can disturb us, and rightly so. It does disturb us and makes our life a little bit more uncomfortable. And yet Jesus is saying, don't be too perturbed by that. Think of what has happened. Think about the example that Jesus gives us in the gospel of his very life, not just his words, but his life. Danger from beginning to end, facing the most difficult of circumstances, unmarried mother, all the difficulties of the flight into Egypt, into a foreign country, being misunderstood, being lost, being ridiculed by his own townsfolk. Remember, he said a prophet's never really valid in his own country. And as his ministry unfolds, so we see a series of people who have been given the opportunity to make a decision for good. And quite often that decision is hard to make. And so I think in that, that we gain strength from that. Decisions for good aren't easy to make. Not always. And then towards the end of his life, we see always in the Catholic Church the result of that in the Stations of the Cross. Very difficult and painful end to someone who shouldn't have had that, supposedly, as the Son of God. So I think that when we get readings like today from St. Matthew's Gospel, it does help me, actually, because I'm no saint. I don't know about you, you're always much more holy, it seems to me, than any. I think the only reason priests become priests half the time is to save them, you know. But perhaps they might be awful people underneath, terrible sinners, I don't know. But by God's grace, we are saved and brought into a special relationship, a love and care which is unquantifiable, but we know it inside. So in Matthew's Gospel, he's reminding us that the good things are there, and the way is hard and difficult from time to time. But the eternal reward of everlasting life and completeness and wholeness and bliss, as they used to call it, which means utmost joy, is there ready for us, where God will wipe away all tears from our eyes. There shall be no more mourning, and there shall be no more death, only the joy of being with him.